It is Sunday, the 17th of June, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Ithi Agnihotri Matholkar.
Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, with us.
And if you've forgotten, it's Father's Day.
Yay.
And this little fun fact that is very personal.
That Kyle's full of.
Yes. My father-in-law is also his 75th birthday today.
Oh, that's
what a big
nice
day, right?
I know.
Yes.
Happy day, Laura's dad.
Yes.
We're going to talk about something that doesn't happen until October.
Okay.
We're going to talk about something I know nothing about, but we're going to trust Kevin Kinder, our music writer.
We should.
All right.
Who knows these things?
Mm-hmm.
They have released the lineup for the Yonder Mountain String Band Harvest Music Festival.
Now, that takes place on Mulberry Mountain, the same place as Wakarusa.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different festival.
It's the chill festival.
Yes.
Laid back.
Well, I'm guessing Wakarusa was pretty chill.
Different definition.
Well,
man.
I went to Wakarusa for the first time this year on Friday night, and it was very mellow. I was surprised.
Was it really?
Yes. I was surprised at how laid back it was.
Well, Kevin did say that it felt more that way this year, a little bit smaller crowd, and maybe a little bit better people management plan.
And it was also cool. I don't know if you recall, but that Friday night, I had a fleece on. I mean, the lows got down into the upper 40s
that
night. And I think that kind of makes you.
Right.
But anyway, Harvest Festival, October.
Well, Harvest Festival happens October 11th through 13th. Of course, the headliner is Yonder Mountain String Band from Colorado.
They're the hosts. They're like the house band of the festival.
And there's about 50 bands on the roster, including Leftover Salmon,
mm-hmm,
Alt Country Pioneers, the Jayhawks.
Oh, fun.
Mickey Hart Band,
mm-hmm,
which has one of the Grateful Dead's two percussionists, of course.
Mickey Hart.
Mandolin Master Sam Bush.
Oh, wow.
Blues Rockers North Mississippi All-Stars. And neo-traditional bluegrass quintet, the Punch Brothers.
Who were at Walton Arts Center. And, yeah, they're great. This sounds like it will draw a slightly older crowd.
Hmm.
But this sounds like a lot of fun.
I think it sounds like it would be fun.
Multiple stages.
And more announcements later in the year for the Roost, which is a satellite stage that it's going to be very eclectic this year.
Cool.
Sounds pretty eclectic to me already.
So if the schedule's been announced, I take it tickets are available.
Yes. And you can get camping permits. Passes start at $115 and will increase in price as the date of the festival nears.
$115 is not that expensive for a festival of this magnitude.
YonderHarvestFestival.com. This is Family Sunday at Crystal Bridges.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun because it involves trout fishing in America at 1 and 3 in the museum's Great Hall, art making activities, family yoga classes, a gallery challenge, and a kid-friendly tour. Starts at noon to 5, and it is free.
Hmm.
It's the Mountain Street Stage Music Series. I think this is the next to last one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ryan Ashworth and the Hodads from 2 to 4 at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Our Jamie show is closing it out next mm-hmm week.
And if you haven't been, it's free, it's fun, it's air-conditioned, it's every age. Seriously, why are you not there? And Montgomery Gentry plays tonight at Downstream Casino outside of Joplin. It is a benefit for funding repairs in Joplin.
They're a good. Montgomery Gentry is pretty good.
Tickets start at $20, and you can find out more at downstreamcasino.com.
Thanks, Bex.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is the features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.